Welcome to Treasure the Word. Here are some insights on Ezekiel 18-20. Every man for his own sin. For generations, Israel had lived under a proverb, "The parents eat sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge," 18:2, a fatalistic shrug that blamed present suffering on the sins of previous generations rather than on personal responsibility. God confronts this proverb directly and forbids its further use in Israel. The one who sins is the one who will die. The child will not share the guilt of the parent, nor will the parent share the guilt of the child. 18:20. Each person stands before God on the basis of their own righteousness or wickedness, not their ancestry. But the chapter goes further than simple individual accountability. It insists that a person's final moral state matters more than their history. A righteous person who turns to wickedness will die for that wickedness, with none of their former righteousness remembered on their behalf. A wicked person who turns from wickedness to righteousness will live, with none of their former sin held against them, 18 verse 24, 27 to 28. This can feel at first read unjust. Shouldn't a lifetime of good count for something? And shouldn't genuine change in a person's final days somehow feel too convenient? But God's own response anticipates the objection. Is my way unjust? Is it not your ways that are unjust? We are simply not positioned to sit in judgment on the judge of the whole earth. What this principle offers, rightly understood, is not injustice but hope. The assurance that no one's past disqualifies them from a genuinely transformed future, and no one's past righteousness exempts them from the need for ongoing faithfulness. Chapter 20 then steps back to survey Israel's entire history, in Egypt, in the wilderness, in the Promised Land, and finds the same pattern repeating at every stage. God calls his people to obedience, they rebel, God threatens to destroy them, and God relents for the sake of my name, 24:9, 14:2-44. Four times in this single chapter, the reason given for Israel's survival is not her merit, but God's reputation among the watching nations. This is a theme that runs through the entire book and deserves to be named clearly. God's ultimate concern in dealing with his people is not merely their comfort or even their salvation in isolation. It is his own glory, his own name, being rightly known and honored. Israel's persistent survival across centuries of persistent rebellion testifies to nothing in Israel and everything about the God who bound himself to her. That same logic extends to us. If we have been preserved through our own seasons of rebellion, it was never because we earned the reprieve. It was, and remains, for the sake of a name greater than our own. Discussion questions 1. Ezekiel 18 insists each person is judged for their own sin, not their parents. How does this principle apply to generational patterns of sin or dysfunction you may have observed in families, including your own? 2. Why might a person's final moral direction matter more, biblically, than the balance sheet of their whole life? How does this shape how we think about deathbed repentance or about long-time believers who fall into serious sin? 3. Chapter 20 shows God repeatedly relenting from judgment for the sake of my name rather than because Israel deserved it. How does this change the way you think about times God has been patient with you? 4. If God's ultimate priority in Scripture is his own glory rather than merely human comfort, how should that shape what we pray for and how we evaluate whether our lives are going well? Thank you for spending this time in Ezekiel 18-20. Until next time, keep treasuring the Word.